If you want to speak English with ease for your work, it's important to reflect on your type of leadership. To which extent are you being a traditional leader, more manager, more authoritative, versus a new type or new modern leader, which is more a coach to the team, a visionary? And of course, as a leader, I know that you have to adapt according to the circumstances. So I'm not saying you should be one or the other all the time, but you do need to acknowledge towards which type of leadership you lean into. Why do I say that? It's because if the nature of your leadership, when you speak in your native language, is more traditional, it means that you tend to tell people what to do, that you will raise your dissatisfaction because things were not done the way you wanted, because the team is not going fast enough, or it's not good enough. So a traditional style of leadership, it's more, you have to do things my way. So either I tell you what my way is, or you should have figured that out and you do it my way. And on the other hand, you have the other more modern type of leadership, which is a leader who develops other leaders. And that is more about helping each team member to be their own leader in terms of whatever their area of expertise. They can grow as a team member, as a leader. So it means that they have to achieve what you ask them to do, but you give them freedom on how they will make that achievement. So it might not be as perfect as you would believe it should be in your eyes. It might not be the way you would have done it, but you're willing to be fine with that because it provides them more freedom. It makes you not have to do so much micromanagement because you create an environment in the team of trust, respect, ambition, freedom. And so how does that help to speak fluently English? What is my point ultimately? So what happens is when you are with other leaders or other colleagues, a team or peers or whatever it is, if you have a traditional way of being a leader, it means that you need to constantly be in that mode of telling them what to do, checking on them. And it means you need to talk constantly and you need to be also to show that you're not satisfied with what was done and you're more micromanaging. So you constantly have to speak more and tell them how to do things differently. On the other hand, if you have a more modern of leadership, it's more of a coaching aspect. So they come to you with proposal if they have a problem, and you ask open question, they are the one more talking. They are saying, yes, I have that blocker, or this is my proposal. I've worked on proposal 1, 2, 3. I recommend proposal 2. Okay, yes, tell me about proposal 2. Yes, let me walk you through and explain why I suggest proposal 2. Okay, so you're listening more. And I'm not saying I could do hours and hours of talks about leadership. What is leadership and the different types of leadership? There's so much to say about that. But here my point is that as a leader, as depending on your level, whether it's team leader, executive, or C-suite, as a leader, ultimately, you want to be that visionary leader. You want to carry people. You want to inspire, I would say, not carry them. You want to inspire people. You want them to follow naturally because They believe in you. They believe in your vision. At the same time, you want to build those people so that they can be their own leader and they can create other leaders themselves so they can be multipliers. You don't want to be the only one, like carrying the burden of everything. No, you want to be one visionary leader that inspires other leaders as well. And when I say other leaders, it can even be with your team, even if someone is an expert or a project manager. It doesn't require to me to be a leader in terms of hierarchical. Here I'm talking more the people you are responsible for. You need to allow them to become their own leader. And I know for many reasons, some people do not dare to fully embody that role of being that great leader, that visionary leader that inspires others, because I know sometimes it can be difficult, it can be scary to let go out of the control. So I know all about the complexity in terms of leadership, because I can see it constantly with my clients. But here, I do want to emphasize that point for you. You need to do that introspection work to understand and acknowledge what is your true leadership style, or what is simply your current leadership style when you are in your native speaking environment. Because it might be that you completely have a traditional way of leadership and you see it, but if you are aware about it, then you know, okay, but then maybe when I speak English, let me maybe readjust a little bit and let me accept the fact that when I speak English, I'm more of a leadership coach visionary style, so that I step back a bit, I'm not controlling everything, I let my international team take the lead as well for part of that puzzle we are all working together. It could also be that you are in a different scenario where you tell me, no, I'm already more of that modern type of leader when I speak in my native language. Okay, if that's the case, then don't be afraid to keep on with that leadership style when you speak English, because then really embrace the fact that you don't have to try to constantly speak up or show up that you are able, capable to speak English. No, you don't need to prove anything. Keep being that assertive, confident person and have open question. Let other explain their proposal. Let other suggest how we could move forward. Be open to say, oh, I haven't considered, or I have an idea, but I'm unsure. What are your thoughts about my perspective? So that you allow others to speak more and you share the spotlight, you share the communication, you build dialogues, you open up. So my point is, do not force again to try to concentrate on the fact that I need to speak fluently. Yes, but you need to be able to have a real discussion in the sense of being that leader. That's the goal. You need to be able to be that leader, whether it's in your native language, like you are being already, or when it's in English. That's the intention. It's how can you still be that leader in English? It's not how can I speak like on this topic. It's not only that. It's how do I imagine my style when I speak English? And I highly recommend you to reflect on those different leadership styles and to see how it affects then how you speak and how much you need to speak. And still, with that more modern leadership style, it's also the one of the best way to be effective at work. So to be even more recognized as a powerful leader, as a performant leader. And that's what is going to help you as well in your career. Because ultimately, if you want to become that executive, or if you want to be at the C-level, it's about being that visionary leader. It's about allowing all the talents in the company to grow. It's about letting them come with idea, let them come with proposal. And of course, as well, it comes with ownership. And people need to take to be accountable for those suggestions. They need then to follow up with the projects and the ideas. So of course, it's not, I'm not talking about all the like free loose type of leadership. I'm talking about the leadership that does make people accountable. That's for sure. It's a must. So you also need to be good at knowing how to be accountable. But even that, it's also much easier to be accountable for people in that style of leadership. Because then you follow up with them, you have a natural, like the person in front of you is, let's say, relaxed because they trust you. So you have an open discussion. You say, hey, so next week we need to follow up on that project. Can you please provide me with an update on the project and highlight to me the progress and the blockers you might need support on? And the person will open up, they will explain, they will ask for the support because you will have created that environment. So it's really a way not only to be extremely efficient and at work and for not only at a team level, but at a department level, function, organizational level, company level. So it's very powerful. And it's also take off a bit of the pressure off your shoulders in terms of you having to speak a lot of English or you having to manage the whole meeting and lead the whole discussion and come up with all this, the thoughts and the new ideas and the best proposal. Not at all. Not at all. That's not what we expect from you as a leader. We expect you to be able to make people feel comfortable enough so that we can see their talent shine. They can come up with idea, with new proposal. Of course, you should also have, you know, but it's not only you. All other people should come with those proposal. It's a group effort. It's like a sport, you know. You're all together in it. And that's where you need to be comfortable. You need to be comfortable in those discussions, in allowing others to feel that they can trust you and they can exchange with you that way. They can open up. And it's not about them coming in order to judge your level of English and to criticize you. That's not the intention. Okay? If you want to accelerate your career in an English environment, you can either follow the YouTube channel mylibertytv.com or you can go and join our bootcamp. You can go on the website to book a call with us so we can see if that would be the right fit for you. Take good care and don't forget, the world needs you as a leader. So we need you to speak English and still be comfortable.